Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The latest from the White House Task Force on the Pandemic. We have the story.
Kansas coronavirus cases top 700. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Three people were arrested after a police chase Friday night. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 63 for the high in Wichita, but it may be more than 10 degrees warmer today. Our full forecast is coming up.
The president and the White House coronavirus task force delivered another briefing Sunday. The priority right now is getting badly needed supplies to hotspot areas across the country.
We have stockpiled 29 million pills of the hydroxychloroquine. 29 million. A lot of drugstores have them by prescription, and they're not expensive. We're sending them to various labs, our military. We're sending them to the hospitals. We're sending them all over.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 747 coronavirus cases in Kansas with 23 deaths. We now have 108 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County with one death, 9 cases reported in Reno County, and 8 in Butler County. This is day 13 of the stay-at-home order here in Sedgwick County.
Searchers looking for a 20-month-old girl missing since March 11th found her remains Saturday in the Little Walnut River. The girl was a passenger in her father's truck when he ran from the Leon Police Department. Christopher Johnson was allegedly drinking when he took off from police, crashed into the Little Walnut River near Leon. Johnson died after being pinned in the truck that landed on its top.
Wichita police say they arrested three people in connection with a police chase Friday night.
WPD arrested 18-year-old Brandon Devon for evading and elude traffic charges and active warrants. Two 17-year-old juveniles were also arrested for obstruction of a law enforcement officer. At approximately 7 p.m. Friday, officers attempted to stop a vehicle in the area of Harry and Webb. At first, the driver briefly stopped, but then sped off. A chase ensued, and it ended in Butler County near Harry and Andover Road, where the driver lost control of the vehicle and struck several trees. Three suspects fled from the vehicle, and officers arrested the two 17-year-olds. A short time later, Devon was found and arrested by officers. No injuries were reported. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita Public School Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson says the district is adjusting its safety practices because of the pandemic. Starting today, in-person food pickup will go from 5 days a week down to 2 days. Also starting today, there will be no in-person packet distribution for pre-K through 8th grade. Instead, they will be mailed for week two. Going forward, parents will need to opt in to receive packets. Dr. Thompson also says parents may call the district's hotline with questions or concerns about continuous learning.
We have now managed to be able to find a good balance of staff members to man those stations and to be able to be readily available for our family.
Hotline number 973-4443. It's available weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The Kansas National Guard is not being called upon to enforce a national quarantine. In fact, such a quarantine is not being discussed.
That message comes in a release issued by the Kansas Adjutant General's Office. The release notes a letter that's circulating falsely claiming the Department of Homeland Security will mobilize the National Guard to enforce a national quarantine. The release explains that DHS does not hold the authority to mobilize the Guard and says such claims are only rumors. National Guard members are at work in Kansas communities, conducting warehouse operations, commodity distribution, planning, access control, mailroom support, and manning the State Emergency Operations Center with interagency partners. There are 72 guardsmen on state active duty status currently supporting the COVID-19 response.
Kansas Information Network's Brian Hagan reporting. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
How about a huge replay of one of the great KU basketball games of all time? We'll tell you about that coming up tonight.
Sounds good. Oklahoma virus cases, now more than 1,200. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. The Oklahoma State Department of Health says the number of coronavirus cases in that state has now surpassed 1,200 and reports four more deaths. The department Saturday said there were at least 1,252 cases and 46 COVID-19 deaths in Oklahoma. Missouri reported 10 more COVID-19 deaths Sunday, although a national database has recorded even more deaths in that state. State health officials said 34 people had died from the disease in the Show Me State, up from 24 reported Saturday. The increases come as a statewide stay-at-home order is scheduled to take effect today in Missouri.
The coronavirus pandemic affecting the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court will postpone oral arguments scheduled for its April session. A court spokeswoman said the move was in line with recommended public health guidance in response to the coronavirus outbreak. The justices had been scheduled to hear arguments over 6 days in late April. The announcement comes after the court postponed oral arguments scheduled for its March session, including a much-watched dispute over subpoenas for President Trump's financial records. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Some hope that previous virus hotspots in Europe are improving.
In Spain, a drop in the number of deaths from the virus Sunday for the third straight day. In Italy, there is hope that the country is now on the downward part of the infection and death rate curve. Their daily number of deaths is at its lowest point in more than 2 weeks. But health officials in that country are warning people that restrictions on movement could still last for several more weeks. And the tallies of infections in Britain are going up. They experienced a jump in coronavirus deaths that outpaced Italy. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
What if they held a presidential nominating convention and nobody came on purpose?
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden suggests his party's presidential nominating convention, already pushed from July into August because of the pandemic, may have to move fully online to avoid packing thousands of people into an arena in Milwaukee.
We're going to have to do a convention, may have to do a virtual convention. I think we should be thinking about that right now. The idea of holding the convention is going to be necessary, but we may not be able to put 10, 20, 30,000 people in one place, and that's very possible.
Biden appearing on ABC's This Week. Salji and Grasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning, we've got, traffic moving right along out there. I did get notice that they're doing some intermittent road construction on Kellogg. You're going to want to watch out westbound, and that's right around Ridge Road, just maybe a little ways west of there. They're saying that intermittently may cause some lane closures. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Here we are, Friday, Monday morning. Feeling good over here. Everybody's in good shape. Nobody's got any signs of the virus or anything, so we're counting it as a good day already.
Yeah, definitely. And it looks like we've got a nice string of days ahead, at least through the first part of this week. Towards the second half, as we get closer to the holiday weekend, that's when we'll maybe need to dodge a couple of showers being around. But so let's just go ahead and enjoy the nice conditions while they're going to be here. Unfortunately, we won't get a whole lot of sunshine today, hopefully getting a few breaks and peaks by the time we get into the afternoon. But we're looking at a mostly cloudy day ahead with only a 10% chance of a rain shower. I've got that in the forecast too, but that just means that we've got a better shot at staying dry. That's not really too much of a concern today. 77 degrees for a high, though, so turning a lot warmer compared to what we experienced over the weekend, and all because of some south winds that are going to be blowing in at 15 to 25 miles an hour. So if you want to maybe do some of that social distancing outside, taking advantage of those nice temperatures, just make sure that you're ready to handle some of that wind too, because things are going to be gusty at times. Partly cloudy skies tonight, and still continuing that very slim chance of an isolated sprinkle being around, only dropping down to 58 degrees, so temperatures not really all that chilly tomorrow morning, just because those winds are still going to be blowing in out of the south. Partly cloudy for our Tuesday. Another 10% chance of an isolated sprinkle out there. Again, better shot at staying dry. 83 degrees, though. 6 degrees warmer than today. And then we'll still have some pretty dry conditions all the way through Wednesday. Once we get into Thursday, this is where we'll start to notice some changes in the way it looks and feels out there. Dropping down to 59 degrees. Better chance that we maybe have a couple of showers around, rain showers. And then we'll gradually kind of rebound from there into the holiday weekend back into the 60s, which is going to be closer to normal. By Easter Sunday, so far, if you want to have maybe a brief with a few people, Easter egg hunt, it looks like we may have to dodge a shower or two. So just make sure that you're keeping a close eye on that forecast for the upcoming holiday. Right now, 59 degrees, skies overcast, barely any sun out there. South winds at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 28. But that's what's keeping us close to 60 degrees right now, and then warming up even more later today.
Palm Sunday this past Sunday, and as you mentioned, Easter coming up. And
yeah, that's right. I feel like it snuck up on us this year. I'm just being honest.
Well, yeah, because there's been so much to occupy our attention with this pandemic. We haven't paid as much attention probably to Lent as we should, but there you go. It's here.
Yeah, and Steve, real quick, just to end on a good note, you know, with everything going on, we're already into April. So, you know, let's just keep practicing that social distancing, and we'll get through this.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted, and this KNSS weather is brought to you by our friends at the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday, noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. To go and delivery at My Town To Go. Talking about the Monarch in Delano. I can recommend their baked potato salad. Ooh, it is so good. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Monday, April 6th, 2020. So we had the weekend. Shelly and I sequestered, and you were, Ted. We all were doing the right thing, I think. We did not go to a store or anything like that on Saturday or Sunday. Kind of unusual because we have been hitting the stores a little bit. Just, you know, in and out, fast. Now, we're talking about those people regulating the number of people going into Walmarts or in Target stores. That's going to be weird, isn't it? Wow. Friday night, just to tell you what we've been doing, Friday night, Shelly and I got carryout again from Savoots Family Restaurant. This is the second Friday in a row for us going to Savoots and getting I had the chopped sirloin. Baked potato, Italian salad. And Shelly had, because she observes Lent more strictly than I do, she had the baked catfish. Said it was outstanding. So they were busy. They were taking orders.
Good,
doing some business. And then Saturday night, we went out to Stroud's and got carry out there. And Kevin says hello, by the way, at Stroud's.
Good deal. Yeah, I did Stroud's 2 weekends ago, and you did it this weekend.
Well, we had the chicken fried chicken,
that's what I did too.
Oh man, potatoes and gravy, green beans. That cinnamon roll.
Good stuff.
Well, they look pretty busy. I'm glad to see that. Glad to see both of those two businesses doing well and at least staying busy. And we want to keep think about the small businesses. There are other, of course, chain operations with people, lots of people out of work right now, and hoping that, I don't know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Maybe we can get out of this thing sooner than later and get back to some semblance of normal. But this is day 13 of the stay-at-home order. I checked in with my grandchildren, with my son and my daughter at their homes, and apparently the kids are all doing well with that online education. I mean,
why wouldn't they?
A lot of universities are doing it full time, but now, you know, for grade kids, it's kind of a new deal. Although, I know that being in touch with teachers nowadays by email is a pretty popular way to do it. You don't have to, you know, you give them a call on the phone. Sometimes they're not there. This and that and the other. But email seems to be working pretty good with that exchange between parents and teachers about what's going on with the kids, keeping track of them. So yeah, strange end of the year here for the kids in the schools. But I think they're all doing pretty well. Anything going on for your family, Ted? Anything unusual? Staying?
No, we're kind of staying hunkered down.
Yeah.
My brother started talking about what are we going to do on Easter? Are we going to get together? Are we not going to get together? So we're kind of discussing that.
Yeah.
How to go forward 6 days from now.
Well, you got to be concerned about it. How are you going to do it?
Palm Sunday Mass yesterday. I watched Mass on Facebook Live.
There you go. How about that? What was I going to mention? All right.
Anyway.
I've been checking in on my kids, of course, mm-hmm. with a phone call.
Right.
And I've been checking into my brother Jerry and his wife. And yesterday I didn't call Jerry, so Jerry and Dorothy called me because they were concerned. We've been doing this, checking in on, you know, people we know and how you doing, everything okay. And you know, everybody's got everything but toilet paper, you know.
Yep, that's the constant.
We got to solve that one, I think. Anyway, but everything's going well here for us here in the studios. Ted and I and Jed are... look to be in pretty good shape. We've been wiping things down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and do the Steve and Ted sanitizer break here real
quick.
There
you go.
One squirt.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, but you criticize me when I take more than my share. I don't want to be, you know. When did you do this last? You're looking like
I'll do it.
Okay over there? All right. Well, see, you can, in radio, you can't do this on TV because it wouldn't look good. But radio, we can do whatever we want. Nobody knows.
Yeah, slathering up my hands with this.
Smells clean.
This fantastic cleanser.
All right, keep doing that at work. If you have to go to work or if you get to go to work at this time, keep everything clean and keep your separation. We should get through this okay. Coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And staying up with sports as best he can. Ted Woodward again this morning, Ted.
Well, as we've done the last few weekends, we've been replaying some classic NCAA tournament games from Wichita State and Kansas men's basketball. We've been chronicling Wichita State's run to the Final Four back in 2013. You might remember,
of course.
We had the Elite Eight win for the Shockers over Ohio State on Saturday afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, we carried the Final Four game between the Shockers and Louisville. All that action over on Sports Radio KFH. And we have the culmination of the last national championship won by the Kansas Jayhawks tonight. We'll replay in its entirety the national championship game from the 2008 NCAA tournament in the Alamo Dome. Kansas and Memphis, a game that went overtime. KU was a 2-point underdog going into that one. That took place 12 years ago tomorrow. KU-Memphis, the national championship game in its entirety, beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. All other sports are on hold right now throughout the globe, in fact. Of course, here in the U.S. as well. What about Major League Baseball? What will they do going forward?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, we're even thinking about years and years from now how this will impact the game of baseball. Buster Olney, ESPN Major League Baseball insider, says he thinks a decade from now, baseball games will be 7 innings long.
I think within 10 years you might see games reduced to 7 innings because, you know, baseball it has been really conservative. Rob Manfred's given voice to it about trying to connect with the new generations of fans. And privately, you know, if you talk to people in the game 10 years ago and said, hey, what about 7 inning games to, you know, get the product down to 2 hours and 15 minutes closer to an NBA game, they would have said, no way. And now, privately, a lot of people are believing that, that might be a potential solution. So if it does come back and they do play these doubleheaders, I do think that it'll almost be like a trial run for 7-inning games and for truncating extra innings.
Or you could just make them hurry up.
Yeah, that would be my solution.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to fly with players and owners.
Just can't quite do it.
They can't quite figure that out.
Yeah. Don't have the dignity or the discipline to do that.
Nope.
Major athletes and officials don't have the simple discipline to get that done.
Nope.
And have you ever been to a National Baseball Congress game and you're watching it and you're like, wow, this is really fun? Well, it's because there's a clock.
There's a clock.
Because they're making players play with a decent pace. Anyway. Or they might go to seven innings.
Okay, boom. The ball came back. I'm standing on the mound. I got the sign. Boom. What did that take, 4 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does it stretch into a minute and a half?
Because the pitcher walks around the back of the mound and pounds his glove, and the batter steps out of the batter's box and readjusts his left batting glove.
Yeah.
And then he readjusts his right batting glove. And
I
then he readjusts his helmet. And then he puts the bat on the ground and pats his... like, come on.
Come on, guys.
Anyway. What about the NBA? What about a timeline for its return? Here's Adrian Wojnarowski, senior NBA insider, ESPN Radio.
But there's also a level of realism that is starting to sink in, that it's going to be difficult to return to play this season, that a runway for how many days they would actually have to be able to have a representative rest of the season, a few regular season games at minimum, and then a playoffs that would crown a legitimate champion, that would have a playoff structure, you know, that would be enough to have, you know, someone, you know, wear that crown and do it without an asterisk. And there's certainly a lot of concern about whether this league will be able to return to play or not.
And a happy birthday today to local treasure Bucky Walters.
Oh, Bucky. All right.
Who is 81 today.
Happy birthday, Bucky.
Back in his day, Bucky was one of the best infielders in the city of Wichita.
Pretty good ball player.
He was a really decent ball player.
Yeah.
And then he was the vocalist on a band that had top 40 hits.
He's done it all.
Yeah, he has.
Yes.
And he's a huge sports fan.
He is.
Sports guy. So happy birthday today to a local treasure, Bucky Walters, who is 81 today. Happy birthday, Buck.
Talking about how slow baseball is and whatnot, of course, you know that, what was it, a year or two ago that I nearly got thrown out of a baseball game, a Little League game, before it started, when it was verbally accosting the umpire for not getting the game going. And the coaches are all lollygagging out there. You know, it's like, man. There's no sense of urgency anywhere.
Welcome to baseball in the 21st century.
And they're teaching the kids the same thing. Hey, kids, let's take a break here. Go there in the street. Well, come on. My dad had a thing, and in his day, and those guys had, this thing was called hustle. It meant move quickly, move rapidly toward your destination.
Yeah.
Lost art.
You're not seeing that, are you?
Ugh. All right. 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. A couple of news stories about China. And Rush is going to share with us this morning. That's coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.